I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. What is happening with healthcare policy at the highest level of our government? With Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at the helm, it is doing somewhere between a 90 and 180 turn away from traditional establishment medicine. We are slowly getting a better idea now, though, an understanding of Kennedy's MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. Is it a good thing or not? Let's go through it. One thing is sure and not even up for debate, Kennedy is bringing medicine once thought as fringe into the mainstream. Let's take one example, chiropractic. We can just go back a couple of years when, at a medical meeting, Kennedy said, quote, "Chiropractors are my kind of people." He said the people who are drawn to this field are people who do critical thinking, who are willing to question orthodoxies and have the courage to stand up against those orthodoxies. He says chiropractors have been standing up to this medical cartel for over a century. Cartel? Well, Webster defines cartel as a combination of independent, commercial, or industrial enterprises designed to limit competition or to fix prices. And that is the crux of what most alternative practitioners have argued, that they've been locked out by the establishment, silenced, minimized. There's a definite argument to be made in why prescription drug prices are so high in the U.S., for example. But it is a major leap from there to saying traditional medicine, for example, vaccinations are bad, at the least do no good, at the most kill people. That's where Kennedy seems to be. So let's go back to chiropractic. In its most pure form, it evolved from the late 1890s when a man who is thought to be the father of chiropractic, Daniel David Palmer, claimed to restore a janitor's hearing by realigning his spine. He believed that subluxation blocked the flow of innate intelligence, a vital spiritual force connecting body and soul. Palmer also rejected the germ theory of disease, saying that sickness was not caused by germs or viruses, but from misalignments of the spine, and that if harmony was restored, the body could heal itself without drugs or surgery. The Palmer method is still used today. There are chiropractors who say they can make sure you don't get a cold or even cancer if you get regular adjustments. But not all chiropractic practitioners agree. Some are openly saying that the industry's partnership with MAHA will spread misinformation and disease and would ultimately hurt the industry. So where does that leave us? Well, many of Kennedy's most ardent supporters are now at the forefront of MAHA and healthcare policy. After years of support for his rise both in the form of signing letters and considerable amount of money donations, they are, if you will excuse me, the backbone of his movement, which, along with alternative medicine, is at the highest level now of health in this country. So, questions. Is it true that traditional medicine has had a monopoly on our healthcare and critical thinking surrounding it? Do you feel that you are assured of not getting cancer or common cold if you get your spine adjusted? Should chiropractic be limited to treating back problems, at which it's very successful? Are you worried about the shift in healthcare to more alternative medicine? Can there be a morphing of both traditional and alternative rather than a sea change movement? Is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a whack job, or is he the future of our health? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.